Sargent was the most highly sought-after society portraitist in Britain and the United States in his time. This drawing is one of about 10 studies he made of the society figure to prepare the scandalous portrait known as Madame X, now in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Exhibited in Paris in 1884, the painting prompted such scathing criticism for its sensuality and style that Sargent quit Paris for London. Decades later, he sold it to the Metropolitan Museum, noting, quote, "I suppose it is the best thing I've ever done." Unlike the other studies, which explore her sharp profile, in the present sheet, Sargent turns her head away, focusing on the contours of her head, neck, back, and arms, down to the fingers of her left hand. The crossed ankles and heeled shoes seen from behind suggest the experimentation of this moment, as such a pose would not suit a formal portrait. It anticipates the uprightness of the painting, in which her silhouette is characterized by the hourglass shape of her waist, tilted hips, and ample bust and skirt. During their sittings, Sargent complained about her hopeless laziness, but he marveled to friends that, quote, "she has the most beautiful lines."